Thank you, Miriam. Good afternoon, everyone. As you can see, it takes a village to do a study, so this is one of our first collaboration with the David Geffen School of Medicine. The disclosure, there's nothing to disclose. The main question that we had was the outcomes for patients that brought into psychiatric emergency services if who are on involuntary hold, would that differ between those who get to be admitted to inpatient psychiatric beds versus those who are discharged from the psychiatric emergency services back to the community? And we looked at three outcomes that we could look at specifically, which was mortality, incarceration, and receipt of outpatient mental health services. To provide you with a bit of a background, there are a couple of points that I wanted to make is that psychiatric emergency services has a high volume. They're overcrowded, especially in LA County. Hospitals, we have long waits for inpatient psych beds. We also decided to use those patients who came through PES on involuntary hold or 5150 patients as they're known in California according to the state code. One reason that we decided to go with 5150 patients as opposed to everybody who has come through PES was, aside from the quality of data, was that this patient population is unique and the same at the same time is different. They come through different ways of getting there through, for example, law enforcement as well as family members who are worried that if the patient is suicidal. So you will hear me talking about 5150 or involuntary hold as we go. Again, like I said, the way that they come in is very different and there has been no obvious explanation for that. One of the things for those of you who may have seen the abstract and read the abstract that you may notice the difference, we had originally talked about three hospitals versus the two hospitals that I'll be talking about during the presentation. The reason for that is that there was some issues with the quality of data, and whenever there was any uncertainty about the quality of data, we just excluded it. The good news is that the hospital that we excluded fell somewhere between these two hospitals. As you can see, there's a big variation between our two hospitals and the admittance of patients. Harvard UCLA does about 15% of those PES patients that come through PES, whereas Olive View Medical Center has about 80% of the patients get admitted. Like I said, it's a huge variation. So since, as many of you may be aware, that there is limited data and literature basically comparing the outcome for those patients that have been admitted versus discharge, we decided to take a look at this and in the hopes that we can get some more information with respect to what are some of the factors that are associated with admittance versus discharge and hope to establish some standards of care for this vulnerable patient population. The two specific aims that I'll be talking about today is identifying the predictors that are associated with patients being admitted versus discharged, as well as looking and comparing the longitudinal outcomes of patients that are admitted versus those who are discharged from PES. Our design was retrospective cohort design. And it was for the patient population that came to the two hospitals through 2008 through 2010. And our county information system actually used a probabilistic matching algorithm to link our DHS PES patient level data to the databases in LA County Department of Mental Health, as well as LA County Sheriff Department and California State Vital Statistic. As some of you may have been here this morning when we were, the discussion was about HIPAA, we cannot actually do this directly. So the matching had to happen by our CIO. And some of the variables that you see up there were some of the variables that were basically included in the match, and I'll be talking about some of them which we have finished analysis, and some of them we're still in the process of analyzing it. The utilization data that we looked at basically not only for DHS, but also for Department of Mental Health and Sheriff, covered a year pre and post of the PES index visit. The way that we had defined PES index visit is actually the first PES visit during 2008 through 2010. So the final data that was matched actually covered from 2007 through 2011. So our sample size actually was reasonable. Even after we dropped the other hospital, it was at 18,835. We used logistic regression again to take a look at the association between patients' characteristics as well as admission and the three outcomes that I had mentioned at the beginning, mortality, incarceration, as well as outpatient mental health services. The characteristic of this patient population, about 60% were male, and 44% fell in between the ages of 18 to 34, another 43% between the ages of 35 to 54, and 12% above the ages of 55. And as far as the insurance stat, about two-thirds were actually uninsured or self-pay, which is very similar to actually our overall VHS patient population, which about two-thirds during that period were uninsured. Thankfully, that has changed a little bit after our LIP program has gone to Medi-Cal, which is the Medicaid program in California. About 27% have Medicaid, Medicare, which is not similar to our overall VHS patient population. It's about 5 to 6% that actually have Medicare, and Medi-Cal is probably is also in single digits actually during that period of time. About 26% of these patients, about a quarter had one or more comorbidity, and 17% were homeless, which again was different than our overall VHS patient population, because our overall VHS patient population that were homeless at that time were probably about 6 to 7%. So we had a higher homeless patients here. So using the logistic regression, multivariate logistic regression, we for those patients that were admitted, they were likely to have Olive View Medical Center as their index visit for their PES visit, which is not surprising. However, those patients who were on governmental insurance, they were also more likely to be admitted. Patients who had one or more comorbidity compared to those who did not have any comorbidity were also more likely to be admitted. And patients who actually had mental health medical home were also more likely to be admitted. We define having a mental health medical home as having four or more outpatient mental health visit with Department of Mental Health. So I'm just going to say this once for the next few slides that we'll be talking about the result. All the results were adjusted for age, gender, and ethnicity. I apologize, I've been coughing. So looking at the specific outcomes, looking at mental health home, basically admitted patients were more likely to have more mental health home if they had government insurance, as opposed to being compared to uninsured. They had one or more comorbidities, and if they were homeless patients, they were not likely, they were less likely to actually have mental health home. As for incarceration, looking at incarceration as an outcome, admitted patients were less likely to be incarcerated, and they were more likely to have had comorbidities and be homeless. Thank you. For death, this is within 12 months post-PEST index visit, and there was no significant difference between, as you may have guessed, if it's bold, it means it's statistically significant. However, the bottom one actually should not be bolded because there was actually no difference between death outcome for which PEST index visit site they came through. So if they came through all of you or Harbor, it was the same way, but they were more likely to die within 12 months after their PEST visit if they were admitted. They were more likely to die within 12 months than the discharge patients. Also, if they had government insurance, and the likelihood of death among those patients were compared to uninsured was more likely. Let's see. Homeless patients were actually less likely to die. Couple of limitations of this study that will have an impact on the results that I just talked about, as well as the analysis that we're doing. There is a lot of incomplete data with respect to, for example, diagnosis code that will have an impact and consequence on comorbidity and their existing comorbidities. So that was one of the things that was obviously clear as we were looking at the data. The other thing was that, as I mentioned, the probabilistic matching algorithm that we use was a fuzzy match. So if somebody came in as Michael Sadra, but, you know, the next visit at DMH was spelled as Michelle Sadra, and maybe the date of birth was, you know, instead of 31st was 13th, they may not have been included in this study and the linkage of the data. So couple of points that I will conclude with at this point of the analysis is that inpatient psychiatric admission following a visit to PEST is associated with higher likelihood of having a mental health home, and it's also there's a higher likelihood of death within the 12 months after the admission. However, there's a lower likelihood of incarceration. Patients who are engaged in outpatient mental health home were also highly associated with higher likelihood of inpatient psychiatric admission. This is the rest of the group that actually provided support that I was not enough room at the beginning to mention them. The study was supported by LA County Department of Health Services, UCLA Health Services Research Center, and a grant from CTSI to Kristen Ochoa. Thank you.